Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Darryl Huckabee with DD in the morning. Now, recently, we've been blowing out tickets to Cat Williams' Heaven on Earth tour. It's coming to Connecticut Friday, October 31st, the Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport. And part of the show, our comedian is Mark Curry, along with my man, Tommy Davidson, who is joining us today. Tommy, what's happening?
Man, I'm on my way up there. I can't wait to get there, Bridgeport. The food, man. A lot of people wouldn't expect that's right there in Connecticut. But you get the best Indian food, the best Puerto Rican food, the best Dominican food, the best soul food. You get what you want, man. And it ain't cold yet. It ain't cold yet up there.
They serve it nice and piping hot. Don't forget about the Cape Verdean food. And we're in New England, so you can't forget seafood.
That's right. Cape Verdean. I forgot I'm up in that area, Rhode Island and y'all. You know? A lot of people don't know about that.
That's right. So the last time we talked, last year or the year before you were coming up, you did a show up here, and now you're back again. Connecticut loves you, Tommy. Thanks for coming back.
Man, it's always good to go there. It's so big. So many different ones to go to. You know what I mean? People don't even know that, you know.
Yep.
Everybody ain't Patriots fans, neither.
Now, I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm a Giants fan, and I can't talk too much right now.
You see that?
I got more New York influence than I do Boston influence, but that's just me. There are a lot of Patriots fans up here, so
But that's a good part of Connecticut. There's a New York part of it too. There's all these different elements of it, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And on top of that, the weirdness of it is there's all this farmland up there too.
Connecticut has more forest land than any other state, I believe, per capita.
It's crazy. So you got that, and then you got the casinos, so y'all good.
We good. So let's talk about you, man. You've been in the game for a while, and we were talking, you know, I've been in the radio game for a while. We did a lot of stuff back in the day on KYS in DC, and you mentioned that you wanted the senior members of the comedian family. I say I don't like the word senior. I like vintage, but you said yellow jacket. I like yours better. Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yellow jacket. Yeah. I mean, I get free pancakes.
Those discounts are no joke.
Yeah, them discount ain't no joke, man. My daughter told me, yeah, you know, you can get the senior citizens breakfast now. I said, okay, cool. And you ain't allowed in my refrigerator no more now.
Now, you've been funny all your life. When was it that you realized that you were made for stage, being on stage and making people laugh and, you know, providing comic relief?
I'm going to say about 19, when I right a year before I left to L.A., a friend of mine, I got a job at the Ramada Inn as a assistant chef, you know. Mm-hmm. And so he called me. He said, man, you know, I was all happy about it. He said, man, you crazy, man. You stupid. You could be out in Hollywood making movies like Eddie Murphy. You're the funniest person in the world. I don't know why you ain't trying to do that. So he worked at the first strip club in D.C. where I grew up. And he told the manager that I was funny and told me to come down there. He put me on for 5 minutes. But that lasted about 9 months because I wasn't going down there. It was dangerous down there, too.
Yep.
So finally, he talked me into it. I walked in the door. The dude looked at me and said, you got 5 minutes, pointed at the stage. And I looked at my friend. I said, Howard, what do you want me to do? He said, I don't care what you do. Say something on that mic. And the first thing I said, people laughed. And I'm sitting here with you, man, I swear.
That's that one defining moment in your life. A lot of us have that defining moment that kind of sets the trajectory from that point on. And for you, that moment led to an outstanding career, not just on stage and being a comedian, but actor and a lot of other things that have come along with it. So kudos to you, man, on your success over the years. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Tommy Davidson. He'll be here Friday, October 31st with Cat Williams, the Heaven on Earth Tour, Total Mortgage Arena. A lot of people know you. You're most famous for, like everybody else, that came out of that family of comedians mm-hmm. with In Living Color. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was one of the biggest stepping stones that took you into the stratosphere.
Yeah. And thank God, too, because that was a very special time. It's a very special show. And I don't think it'll ever happen again. I don't know if it'll never happen again, but it's going to be a while before you get that kind of talent together.
Not on that level.
In one place, you know? Not on that level, man. It's like the 77 Steelers, man. All pro on both sides.
Yep.
On both sides. I mean, you know, you go to the Pro Bowl that year or the years that they were playing, and it was practically their whole team. You know? Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And and we changed culture.
Yeah. You did.
We changed culture by teaching everybody that everybody laughs at the same things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Speaking of
which, so we're living in a you know somewhat different time, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but with everything going on in society and you know the silence mob that's out there, you know that was canceled and then came back. Colbert, you know, is ending his contract. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling any kind of pressure in terms of you know your delivery and your content these days, or are you just going to stay true to who Tommy is?
Yeah, I never got into that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I always kept it, my comedy within just common people.
Yeah.
You know, my comedy just is stuff that's funny. You know, I ain't got to make a statement or I ain't got to, you know, if I do, I have a way of doing it that I don't really understand. It's kind of a gift. Like I can be political without being political. You know, I can talk about things that other people can't talk about because of the way I do comedy.
Yeah.
You know, so that stuff never really concerned me. And if anybody was to confront me about serious questions, they don't want to mess around.
Don't want to open that can of worms.
They don't want to mess around, man. Those interviews, they end real fast, man.
Okay.
You know, but you said, but what are you, are you Republican or are you a Democrat? I said, I'm black. I'm black. Well, what's that supposed to mean? Well, with us, we have to go with the group, either Republican or Democrats, that has our best interests in mind, but they fluctuate.
Yeah.
You know, so we're dealing with somebody every other year. And even when we do that, we don't get the support that we need. So that's what I mean.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Then usually they just jump out.
Okay. You know?
But in Boston, one time, I'm up there with Harvard and all this, right? And the intellectual DJ, I guess he's going to be intellectual and ask me the same question. Like the answer was going to be different, right? So he said, you know, this, I said, I'm black, man, you know? So you know, it was a pat answer to get rid of him. Because it's so true, right?
Yeah.
So he tries it and I go, yeah, well, you know, I'm black and this, that, and the other thing. And he's going, yeah, well, you know, I don't buy that and all this stuff. He said, what do you base that on? And I said, I based it on the Tilden-Hayes Compromise of 1886. You know, what's that? Tilden-Hayes, you know, yeah. Tilden-Hayes, you know, there was going to be another civil war over voting.
Yeah.
They went close quarters. Democrats and Republicans agreed to let the other one take the presidency if they pulled the federal troops out of the South, which started Jim Crow.
There you go.
You know, and then he was like, I don't really believe that, man. Whatever, man. And then all these students start calling in. Said, Tommy's right. Tommy's right. Tommy's right. Tommy. I said, don't play with me. I'm Black Panther, boy, the real one.
It is. So, you know, anything on the horizon? Any movies? Any new projects that you're working on currently?
The Varnell Hill Show.
Okay.
The Varnell Hill Show is a series on BET with me and Martin producing from the comp from the character that I did on his show.
Okay.
Varnell Hill. And it's a talk show about a late night talk show that is a late night talk show. Yeah. Okay. So that's right. Coming up, the Proud Family, a whole new season. And then looking forward to 2026, the Sammy Davis Jr. role for the movie. So, you know, that and my smooth jazz, which is going really big around the world and here in the States, and been working with some great Earth, Wind, and Fire, Dave Koz, Richard Elliott, Jeff Lorber. You know, that list just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I have a song with Earth, Wind, and Fire called Stronger. Okay. Which doesn't, I guess it doesn't fit into the format because, you know, nobody would play it. You know, Ricky Smalley, nobody. And it's not like it's about shooting and gold teeth and drugs. So I don't understand why they ain't playing it, you know. But that's okay, because the reason why I'm doing it is because it just needs to be out there.
Yeah, it's a message.
It needs to be out there, yeah. And there is nothing wrong with us having a message for us, for Absolutely. Our own community. You know, Lord knows that we need it. And my personal opinion is, you know, why should somebody block that?
Speak your mind, Tommy. Speak your mind through music and comedy. I love it.
Yeah, it's going really good, man. The future is bright, but not brighter than this Monday. I tell you that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, woke up this morning. I bet you, Sunday? A lot of NFL teams ain't think they was going to lose. Mm. So we'll never know what's going to happen.
You never know. You never know. Tommy Davidson joining us this morning. Tommy, thanks for your time today. Looking forward to seeing you Friday, October 31st with Cat Williams, Total Mortgage Arena. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. And kudos on your longevity, man, and being able to stay relevant and, you know, everything that you've done in the past. Very, you know, ambitious and very successful in all of those projects, both on stage and in film. And, you know, continue success for you, man. Looking forward to seeing you at the end of the month.
You got it, man. Appreciate you, man. I'll see you there, okay?
We're going to break some bread and get some of that food together.
Come on. Come on, stop playing. Stop playing. I never taste Cape Verdean food, so come on, bring it.
Oh, I got one of my friends. He's Cape Verdean. Right. He's a chef. I'll get you
right. I'm ready for that.
All right.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right. I'm Darryl Huckabee with DD in the Morning, 94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city.
Got it, baby. Peace.
All right, Tommy.